Melina and Ursula were so jealous of Catherine that they refused to eat with her. Catherine had such fine manners that she made the cousins uncomfortable. Luckily for Catherine, eating alone was actually enjoyable. She didn't like watching and listening to Melina and Ursula gobble and chew. They sounded like a couple of animals. As for clothing, Catherine was left wearing her cousins' old dresses. Melina and Ursula did their best to rip and stain their dresses before giving them to Catherine. But somehow Catherine always managed to look lovely in them. You can only imagine how this enraged her cousins even more. Aunt Mara saw all this and knew that Catherine's presence meant her daughters would never be married. As long as Catherine was around, there was no way a suitor would come for anyone but her. Deep down, Melina and Ursula also knew they would never be wed with Catherine living under their roof. They were positively green with envy for all that Catherine was. They made a pledge to destroy her. The evil sisters wreaked havoc in the stable by letting the animals trample the garden. One night, Melina purposefully let the milk boil over, scorching the pot and filling the kitchen with smoke. Catherine had to clean up. Another night, Ursula poured salt into the flour. When the cake that Aunt Mara baked tasted awful, Ursula said it was Catherine's fault. Of course, no matter how hard Catherine tried to deny her cousin's lies, her aunt would dismiss her protests. She blamed everything on Catherine. Oh, poor Catherine.